بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد وعن ابي هريره رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ان الله عز وجل يقول يوم القيامه يا ابن ادم مرضت فلم تعدني قال يا رب كيف اعودك وانت رب العالمين قال أما علمت أن عبادي فلانا مرض فلم تعده أما علمت أنك لو عدته لوجدتني عنده يا ابن آدم استطعمتك فلم تطعمني قال يا رب كيف أطعمك وأنت رب العالمين قال أما علمت أنه استطعمك عبدي فلان فلم تطعمه أما علمت أنك لو أطعمته لوجدت ذلك عندي يا ابن آدم استسقيتك فلم تسقني قال يا رب كيف أسقيك وأنت رب العالمين قال استسقاك عبدي فلان فلم تسقه أما علمت أنك لو سقيته لوجدت ذلك عندي رواه مسلم. This chapter we are dealing with currently the visiting of the sick. We've passed by two ahadith recently wherein the huquq and rights of one Muslim upon another, one human being towards another, the overall message that we learn from these ahadith and from these directives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the importance of being a source of benefit and comfort and ease and help and assistance towards those whom we come into contact with. This hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator. This is amongst those ahadith. We find there are certain ahadith that begin with this expression, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَقُولُ O يَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ Allah Ta'ala says. Normally Sahaba would say, I heard Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying. At times, certain ahadith we find this, that the Sahabi says that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Allah says. In other words, the direct words of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As we've discussed previously, these ahadith fall within a category of what we call ahadith qudsiyah, wherein the words are attributed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In many of these ahadith, what we call Allah's sunnat, the manner in which Allah deals with His slaves, this is elaborated for us, this is opened up in front of us. Ahadith Qudsiya, obviously every hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is important, but the muhaddiseen, the scholars, they attach greater importance to these type of expressions. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could have said directly, instructed us with something. Why does Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say that I am saying to you that Allah is saying this? From this, automatically we understand the emphasis that is placed upon the meaning of the hadith. Secondly, we find that Allah Ta'ala, in certain instances, even in the Quran, for example, in Surah Baqarah, we find this expression, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا They are deceiving Allah. They are making khida. They are carrying out acts of deception with Allah and the people of Iman. What is this verse referring to? The munafiqeen. The hypocrites. The terrible conduct, the conniving conduct, the way they would operate malicious manner in Madinah Munawwara, where they were always trying to harm Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the believers. So Allah Ta'ala referring this to this in the Quran, Allah says, يُخَادِعُونَ Allah. They deceived Allah, or they tried to deceive Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا And the people of Iman. Obviously there's no question of anyone deceiving Allah Ta'ala. Allah is Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada, Allamul Ghuyub. Allah has knowledge of everything. So why this? يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهِ Ulama mentioned, جَعَلَ مُخَادِعَتَهُمْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ mukhada'atan lil-Rabb. Allah equated their deception towards the believers with deception with Himself. This is what we call in the Arabic language a mode of tashrif. Allah elevated the people of Iman. Allah gave them honor and sharafat. So in the same way, the same principle applies to this hadith. We'll understand it if we look at the wordings of the hadith. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily Allah will say on the day of judgment, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَقُولُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of judgment, Allah will summon his banda and his slave, and Allah will say to him, يَا ابْنَ آدَمَ, O insan, O so and so, O son of man, marittu, I was ill, I was sick. You never visited me. Allah will say, I was sick and you never visited me. There is no question, na'uzu billah, of Allah Ta'ala becoming sick. Allah is paak, Allah is subhan. Allah is free from all these weaknesses, shortcomings, blemishes. Allah is free from any form of deficiency. So there is no question of Allah becoming sick, yet Allah will say to his banda, I was sick, marittu. Falam ta'udni, and you never visited me. This person will say, Ya Rabbi, kaifa a'uduk? How is it even possible that I could make your iyadat, come and visit you? Wa anta rabbul alameen. You are Rabb. You are the Rabb of every alam. So Allah Ta'ala will say to him, Ama alimta, don't you know? Anna abdi fulanan. My so and so banda. My so and so slave. Maridha was sick. You didn't visit him. Don't you know that my so and so slave, Allah will take the name of his banda. My so-and-so slave was sick. فَلَمْ تَعُدْهُ, you didn't visit him. أَمَا عَلِمْتَ, don't you know? Had you visited him, أَنَّكَ لَوْ عُدْتَهُ, had you visited him, لَوَجَدْتَنِي عِنْدَهُ, you would have found me with him. In other words, this is a very, very great exhortation towards you and I as to the importance and the extreme virtue and the extreme benefit that is found in one, assisting and helping the slaves of Allah, and specific to this subject matter, the great virtue that our Shariat apportions to visiting the sick. Allah will say, I'm repeating the words, Allah will say on the day of judgment, what? Why didn't you visit me? I was sick, why didn't you visit me? The banda will say, Ya Allah, you are Rabbul Alameen, how could I possibly have visited you? Don't you know that my slave, my banda, and what is interesting, in the hadith, Abdi, my slave, Allah doesn't say, pious person, muttaqeen. Although generally, Abdullah, there is a connotation that it would be somebody pious that or close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But retrospectively, if we look at it, it could be a general, anyone. Sharabi, kababi, someone who is disobedient to Allah ta'ala also. But he has iman in his heart. Allah has elevated him to such a level that Allah is saying, don't you know that my so-and-so slave, so-and-so was sick? فَلَمْ تَعُدْهُ, and you never visited him. Had you visited him, you would have found me by him. We find this expression in many, many narrations that the one who is in taklif, the one who is in hardship, the one whose heart is broken, the one who is facing some sort of difficulty, Allah is with him. That person gains the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So هذا يدل على قرب المريض من الله. This narration teaches us or indicates the closeness of a sick person with Allah. When you are sick today, sometimes a person gets sick, Allah save us. We ask Allah for afiyat. but you are diagnosed with some serious sickness. Some of us go into depression. Some of us feel, why me, na'uzubillah. We have to understand that is, on the one hand, it's a taklif, it's a hardship, it's a difficulty, but it is the sunnat of this life. Allah says, we will test you. And Allah's test doesn't necessarily mean you are gunegar. Allah wants to elevate you. Allah wants to make you closer to you. How? Allahu Akbar. Look at this. According to this, when you are sick, Allah is with you. And Allah is saying to the person who didn't visit you that had he visited you, he would have found me with him. In other words, how close this sick person is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in that sickness, Allah is saying to the one that visits him, when you visit him, it is as if you are visiting Allah, because I am right there with him. This is why Ulama Ikram mentioned that one of the important adab and etiquettes of visiting a sick person is to ask that person to make dua for you. Because at that time he is very, very close to Allah and Allah is close to him. So this indicates what we call ijabatu da'wah, that his du'as are accepted. The du'a of a sick person is accepted. Allah says, when you visit him, you will find me with him. So, ask him for du'as. Why? Because at that time, he is very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find, my respected brothers, that this, as I mentioned, Surah Baqarah, yukhadi'un Allah, Allah equates the believers with himself in the same way, same principle is applied in this hadith. Allah is pak and free from all these deficiencies and shortcomings. This is a mode of expression. And this makes us understand how Allah has elevated the position of a sick person. How much rahmat, how much barakat is descending upon that sick person. That Allah is saying to someone on the day of judgment, Lo uttahu, had you visited so and so, you would have found me with him. So on the one hand, the qurb, the closeness of that sick person. The other hand, how much Shariat has elevated the importance of this amal, of what we call Iyadatul Mareed. The hadith goes on, and we find that the overriding sabak and lesson in the rest of the ahadith also is one great principle of Shariat. Always be a source of benefit. Somebody is hungry, feed him. Somebody is thirsty, give him water. Someone is sick, visit him. Help the next person. This is a wasila and means of finding Allah and connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.